Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Yeah. You know what?
BlogTalkRadio.com. What's going on, gang? I'm your host, Brandon Wallington. This is the Brandon Wallington Show. It is Wednesday, September 30th, 2015. It's a beautiful day, a blessed day where I am, and hopefully it's a beautiful and blessed one where you guys are as well. I'm really, 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 truly excited for today's show. We have some things that we have to talk about, but before we even get into that, I just have to say something real quick. Today is September 30th. 6 years ago, this March, 6 years ago, to the day where my life really took a change. Took a change for the better on another level. And I already started making changes in my life, but on this day, I made a choice to not just be happy with my life. I made a choice to actually create my life and to change my life and not just accept what was given to me. On this day here, I was working like a madman trying to find a job. And on this day here, my car was taken away. I actually got my car taken out of my driveway. Tow truck came and took it. And that, to me, that actually happened the day before, but on the 30th, which is today, I got mad about it. I was so used to just whatever life gave me, I was just going to be okay with it and just move forward and just don't worry about it, which is fine. But then there are certain things where you actually have to take charge and actually just don't accept whatever life gives you. You actually have to make life give you what you want out of it. And this was on this day, and actually it was a Wednesday, if I'm correct. I said, no more. I refuse to just accept what's given to me. I'm going to go out here and get what I want. And I've had that mentality ever since then. And so today's a special day for me from that perspective. Just want to share that. And it was probably, even though I hate to see my car go, but it was probably the best thing that happened to me because I've been blessed immensely afterwards. So just wanted to share that with you guys real quick. Today's show is brought to you by angranddesigns.com, angranddesigns.com. Hopefully I spelled that right. I said that a little bit too fast. But anyway, angranddesigns.com is where you can go get your graphic designs done for your small business, your medium-sized business, or your large-sized business. Go visit them at angranddesigns.com, and we want to thank them for being a proud sponsor of the Brandon Wallington Show. On today's show, we are going to be talking about the people to count on and the people to count out. There are three different types of people that you need to look out for. Three different types of people on each of those sides. Okay, and we're going to make sure that we discuss those on today's show. And make sure that you hit me up. Hit me up at wallingtonshow@gmail.com if you have any questions. If we have time today, which we may or may not, because we're doing a short show today. It's only a 15-minute show. We'll have time to answer any questions or to read your questions. And if not, we'll be able to make sure that we do it for our next show next Wednesday. Okay. But before we even get into to the three people to count on and to count out, of course, we have music galore. But here's one track I actually want to share with you guys real quick. This is my man Kendrick Lamar. And I actually wish that he actually really would have put on his album, but he never did. He did on Stephen Colbert's show back in 2014 before he left Comedy Central and went to CBS. But this is K-Dot with his song called Untitled here on the Brandon Wallington Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kendrick Lamar.
So I met this young lady, you know, when I went back home. I was trying to spit my best game to her, you know, give her my best cap, but she kept on snapping her fingers like. I said, you know what, girl? You crazy. Then she asked me what he said. A peace of mind, that's what the Asian said. I needed divine intervention was his religion, and I was surprised. Him believing in Buddha, me believing in God. Asked me what am I doing, he said, taking my time. Meditation is a must, it don't hurt if you try. See, you're thinking too much, plus you're too full of yourself, worried about your career. Ever think of your health? A piece of land, that's what the Indian said. said I needed the man, telling me longevity's in the dirt. Buy some property first, profit a better dollar with generational perks. Equity at its best, really you should invest. These tangible things inspire, don't you expect? Income with so much outcome, and yes, look at my heritage, we blessed. A piece of nookie, eh? That's what the black man said I needed to push, man, to the limit. Satisfy my hunger, do it all for a woman. Haircut to a wolf, we like to live in the jungle. Like you're playing the peach, what you saying to me? He said, homie, come back to reality for a week. Look, he is power, cut on a new chick every night. I wouldn't be prouder, you should allow it. A piece of mind, that's what the white man wanted when I rhyme. Telling me that he's selling me just for $10.99. I go platinum for rapping, I do the company fine. What if I compromise? He said it don't even matter. Make a million or more, you're living better than average. You're losing your core, following, gaining it all. Put a price on my talent, I hit the bank and withdraw. Hit the bank and withdraw, hit the bank and withdraw. Put myself in a rocket ship and I shot for the stars. Tell me what you accomplished and what he said to the boss. I'ma make you no promises that you took and ignore. Your profession is anonymous as an artist. I don't talk at your market, you ain't signing your signature when I throw you my wallet. Not a rapper's a game in the gym or all in the toilet. Or throw your pants and pour your God needs you.
Here's Mark.
I holler what you do, what you say. I shall enjoy the fruits of my labor if I get free today. But now, I holler what you do, what you say. I shall enjoy the fruits of my labor if I get free today. And otherwise, I holler what you do, what you say. I shall enjoy the fruits of my labor if I get free today. Thundercat, I holler what you do, what you say. I shall enjoy the fruits of my labor if I get free today. What the black man say? Tell him we don't die. Tell him we don't die. Tell him we don't die. We hold the fire. Tell him we don't die. Tell him we don't die.
BlogTalkRadio.com. This is the Brandon Wallinson Show. That was Kendrick Lamar with his song called Untitled from the Stephen Colbert Show on Comedy Central before he went to CBS. Today is Wednesday, September 30th, 2015, here on a beautiful Wednesday here in the A, which is where we are broadcasting from live right now. And, of course, we broadcast like everywhere in the world. I know we've had people come in as far as guests, come in from different places. I know we broadcast in New York and other areas. So it's always great to be back here today. Let's go ahead and get down to it, all right? We have the objective of today's show is to tell you about the three people to count on and the three people to count out. The three people to count on and the three people to count out. I have a theory that who you surround yourself with the most represent who you are. Who you surround yourself with the most represent who you are. And I find it to be very true. I find the theory to be very true because what happens is association brings on assimilation, and what you surround yourself with the most ends up coming into you in one way or the other. You know, some people call it mind virus. You know, I know Les Brown, one of my favorite speakers of all time, he calls it a mind virus. Either you're infecting someone or someone's infecting you. It's one way or the other. One of those two things are happening. And so with that being said, it's about who you surround yourself with. Not who you like the most, not who you admire the most, but who you surround yourself with the most. You can like a million one different people, but if you're not around them, it means nothing. They're not actually affecting you and you're not affecting them. So what I wanted to do here on today's show is just to give you a little quick tidbit here of three things to look for in people on the positive side and on the negative side, the people to count on and the people to count. Talk about the people that we need to count out, okay? Number one, and no, that's not any particular order, but we're going to go with this one being number one here, negative people. That's an easy one, or should be an easy one. It should be, but some people don't know this. I had a guy that I knew back in high school, all the way up until my early 20s. When I say this man was so negative, every single time I talked to him, But hey, man, what's going on, man? Man, shoot, man, nothing, man, going on, man. Just sick of all this crap, man. Sick of my job. Sick of this girl, man. She keep on bothering me, man. My car messed up, man. I don't know, man. You know, it's just. And let me tell you what else happened here, man. Can you believe what my dad did? This is. I'm like, dude. Is there anything that's going on good in your life? You know, like, are you still? You're breathing, right? You're still breathing. You're not dead. That's a good thing to be thankful for. Never had anything good to say. And actually, you know what? Another example of that. I met a woman yesterday. Kid you not. I said, okay, well, how's your Tuesday going for you? She said, yeah, this, whatever. Yeah, I'm still breathing and whatnot. Yeah, it's cool. But other than that, F today. That's exactly what she said with her 3-year-old child on her arms, in her arms. Some people are just so negative that you need to make sure that you keep away from that because you have to learn to guard your heart, guard your spirit. Because one, two things are going to happen. Either you're going to change the environment or the environment is going to change you. And if you can avoid it, stay away from people that have nothing good to say. Number two, leeches. I call them energy vampires because they suck all the energy out of you. They want you to solve all their problems. They may not necessarily be negative all the time, but they're not necessarily positive either. And they want to come to you with all their problems and their issues, and they never have anything to give you. They take everything from you, but have nothing to give. Remember, I was coming up with a business plan one time, and this one guy that I knew fairly well, he's like, "Hey, I went in on it." And I said, "Okay, well, you know, what do you want to? What are you bringing?" He said, "Nothing. I just want to be in on it." So I'm like, "Okay, you got to bring something to the table." And he's like, "No, I just want to be on it." Avoid people like that that always want to take from you, but have nothing to give to you. Now understand this. Life is really about service, okay, giving to others. But there is also such a thing as, replication, reciprocation. You know, you get a chance to whatever, you give, you get it back 10 times fold. And you'll start to notice that it's a blessing to be a blessing to others, but you'll notice that if your blessing isn't coming back to you, maybe it's because you already gave that blessing already one too many times. You need time for you to move forward to the next one. The last one are what I call the rubberneckers. Rubberneckers are people with rubbernecks that always look back to the past, have nothing to talk about as far as the future is concerned. People who aren't moving forward in life, that aren't looking at bigger ideas for themselves or for society as a whole. People who want to talk about other people instead of talking about ideas. We all know those people. I know everybody has at least, depending on where you are in your life, if you've kind of grasped this concept already, you know that you have a different way of thinking than some other people that you may know in your family. And there's always that one cousin that doesn't seem to understand or grasp the concept of moving on to bigger and better things. And they always want to talk about the past or do things the same way. We're an evolving community. We're an evolving society. We should always be moving forward, always moving forward in thought process and how we can better ourselves instead of just staying stagnant. Okay? Those are three people that you want to count out. Now, three people that you want to count on, it's more simplified to explain, but really you need to make sure that you really take a hard look and try to see if you can find these people. Number one, I call them the little brother or little sister. I call them that because they may not necessarily be where you are, but they're fighting to better themselves. They're the ones that are actually trying to go out there and actually make things happen, but they just haven't hit a certain level, and you actually can help bring them up. That's the person who you're giving to, but you're also being able to reciprocate that or get that reciprocated back to you because through you blessing them, they're able to bless you as well because they want to have better for themselves. So that's the person that you can actually bring up because I feel, if you can bring somebody else up, then they'll be able to return the favor for you. Number two is the teammate. That's the person that's on your same level. That's the person who can encourage you because you guys have the same vision, the same mind frame, the same ideas, or the same concept of ideas. You guys want to move forward, and you guys are on the same wave play as far as your destination is concerned. You can encourage each other as you go through your trials and tribulations as far as how you go in this life. That's number two. The third person is the big brother. Opposite of the little brother is the big brother or big sister. In this case, you would be the little brother or sister because they are the level that you want to be in life, and they see that you really are trying to make it there, and so they want to help build you up as well. It's always good to have a mentor or someone that you can aspire to be a model of yourself after to become the greater you or the best you that you can become in this thing called life. So in this case, as you said, blessing be a blessing. You bless others, someone can bless you back. You build somebody up, someone can build you up as well. So those are three things for people to look out for and to count on and to count out. Thank you once again for listening.